Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, just one thing to let you know, people are probably confused as to why I haven't talked to them. I have not talked to anybody yet tonight, and I've got my reasons for doing that. But I want to let people know that Jean Selch is in the studio, and it's a pleasure to have her back. She is an international healer and channel of the divine realm. She's been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Jean is available for local services in Vermont or through her website, which is Jean of Divine Healing. That's J-E-A-N of divinehealing.com on the World Wide Web. And any topic or health issue can be focused on. There is absolutely no limit for what you can request, and the energy you receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And so, let me introduce Jean. Jean, how are you tonight?
Good evening, David, and good evening blessings to everyone who is listening live and who will listen later in the archives. Thank you, David. I'm always blessed and honored to be on your show. Thank you. I also would add, if you don't mind, that if any, I've been recently asked if I would come and do readings for someone's birthday party. So I just want to let people know that for special events, you know, like that, such as that, you know, that I'm also open to that also. And I also wanted to just let everybody know that what I'm out presenting in the world right now, besides healing and other teachings, but the most present one is ancestral clearing. And would you mind if I just took a minute to share about that, David?
Oh, please go ahead, Jean.
Okay, thank you. So the ancestor, why would a person want to have an ancestral clearing, you might ask? Well, because there's lots of programming and patterns and behaviors and words that get passed down, get passed forward, right? And many, many of our ancestors have gone through many difficult times, you know, such as if we had ancestors like during the Great Depression, right? Or maybe we had ancestors, as an example, over in Ireland when the potato famine was going on, just to toss out some examples. Or maybe you had have a lot of military history in your ancestral lineage. Anyway, in clearing ancestral, having an ancestral clearing, on yourself clears out any negative handed down genetic programming, such as words, such as health. So let's say two generations back, maybe somebody had high blood pressure, or maybe had heart disease, or I'm just tossing these out as examples. And, you know, maybe every year, generation, the doctors kept an eye on it for that reason. Who knows, right? But we know in this generation, in the lifetime we live in, that when we go to the doctors, and actually years ago, my doctor said to me, you know, both of your parents had high blood pressure, Gene. You might think about, you know, the possibility that you're going to have it, right? And I looked right at her with love, of course. And I said, I'm not going to have high blood pressure. And she was puzzled. And I said, because I don't choose to own it. So that's one of the things that I mean from, like, clearing ancestral genetic diseases. Or it doesn't have to be with the physical body. It could even be with the mental body or emotional body. But also, things get handed down in the ways of speaking, especially if you have family linked to the Great Depression. There were people in those days that were going through garbage cans and standing in bread lines. You know, that's all I can really say about that, because I don't remember that lifetime. But there has been times like that all around the world throughout history. So there's also been people of ancestors who have royal blood in them, right? Or native blood, indigenous blood, as far as ancestral lineage is what I'm talking about. And every colored skin has gone through their own process of being a slave or rich or poverty or ill. And those things also are wonderful to release, you know. And the emotional mental programming of we don't have enough, we don't have enough, we're starving. And even if you weren't in that lifetime, but your ancestors were, that gets carried over in the gene DNA. So that's why I've been putting a lot of focus on ancestral clearing. So I just wanted to share that. But today, everyone, and we're going to get down
to... Well, let me ask you a question before we move on, Jean. Let me ask you a question about that. From what you're saying, we can change our DNA. Is that correct? That's something that you
correct.
Can work with people on? And that it has to do with this lifetime or our blood lineage, but it can have to do with other lifetimes as well, and that we can rewrite DNA.
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to be clear.
And that also includes, you know, like people who have an alcoholic family or a drug addict family. You know, some people don't have the hard drugs maybe in some of their families, but they might have the opiates. You know what I mean?
Just to let you know, I sent you a message for something that I needed an off-air response on Facebook. And while you're checking that out, checking that out,
go ahead, please talk for a moment.
Okay, tonight we're going to talk. Before we take a caller, we're going to talk about love, and that is the highest vibration in the universe. And Jean is a real love guru, and I think you'll really enjoy the chat that we have before we go to the phone lines. We do have a lot of callers tonight, and so just be aware of that. I have indicated that she's going to do a free reading tonight, but I'm waiting for a response for her about a question that I asked. And
let's do readings, David, because I can't message you back. My phone won't let me.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can ask you right now what I wanted to ask you, and that was, do you want to do one free reading and one free healing, or how would you like to do it?
Why don't we take 2 minutes and give everyone a short experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's talk about love, right? Let's take a couple minutes
Absolutely.
And talk about love.
We'll talk about
love. 5 or 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
And then let me just do something for like 2 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll open the calls, okay?
That
and,
sounds
and
perfect.
And don't worry, everyone. You'll get picked, okay? So, love, right? You know, love really is amazing. And some people might, you know, turn their nose down on love because of their experiences in this lifetime. Or maybe they even have residual from past lifetimes. When a person is turning their nose up at love, or even just a little bit about it, it's because they're lacking self-love. And, you know, how can we really love others fully and completely if we're not fully loving ourselves first? Here's an example. A lot of people want to know when the right man or woman or partner is coming into their lives, right? Because maybe their experiences have not been so pleasant, right? And I'm not saying extreme, just like not what you really wanted, right? And how can anyone, including myself, right, how can we attract that perfect vibrational partner that we truly, truly want unless we are truly loving ourselves? If we don't know how to nurture ourselves, how to support ourselves, and I mean that in an encouragement way, then how will someone else know how to do it and add to us? Does that make sense, David?
Yeah, it does, but there's one question I wanted to ask about that, and that is the fact that you've indicated that some people may not know how to do that for themselves. I think there's some people that are totally unaware that they don't do it, that they beat themselves up and have no awareness that they're doing that to themselves. And I wondered if you could address that as well as you continue.
That is a good, thank you. That's perfect. Because I can tell you, I'm a perfect example of that. Okay, 30 years ago, I had no self-love for myself. So I would think negative things. Oh, this happened because, you know, it always happens to me. You know, like being an Eeyore, right, in certain moments when they would happen. And then I realized what I was doing. This is, and decided I don't want to feel this miserable about myself. I know I'm love. I know I'm love. I know that I care about people. I know I care about the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying, David, as example?
Absolutely.
So what?
Yes.
So one of the things I sat down with, and I'm talking like 30 years ago, okay? I sat down every day, and I said this out loud. Jean is love. Jeannie is love. Jeannie Marie is love. Now, I'm not saying it was easy in the beginning, okay? 30 years ago plus, I had a woman say, Jean, I want you to go home and look in the mirror. She was one of my metaphysical teachers. And say, Jean, I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself you love yourself. Because she knew I needed that, right? It took me 20 years to look in the mirror and really mean it. Now I had a lot of other stuff going on. I was raising children. My mother was living with me. I was taking care of her. So I don't think it would have taken me that long if I was able to, like, have the full attention like I do today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, today I don't have any children in the house because they're all grown. And my mom is passed now. Okay? So I have the freedom to sit down anytime I want in the evening and do this. Or first thing in the morning, you know, and looking in the mirror and genuinely saying, I love you, you know. And it's going to be hard for some people, David, as you say. And I, like I said, I'm a perfect example of that because it was very difficult. The first time I did it, David, and I hope I don't offend anyone. The first time I did it, I looked at myself and I said, I love you because you're loved. And I looked at back at myself and I said, I don't love you, you're a piece of
That's a key, though, isn't it? If you're not getting that sense of well-being when you look at yourself in the mirror, then you know you've got a problem with self-love.
Exactly. And that's why I love now where I'm at in my space now. And I'm not saying it didn't take work, okay? Is that now I can take my iPhone, I can go into, like, an interstate public restroom and video record myself in the mirror telling myself how amazing I am, that I love myself so much that I can be in a public bathroom and I can record myself telling myself in the mirror how much I love myself.
I love
it.
Talking about love.
Everyone can get to that place. I don't care what kind of life you have been born into, okay? I chose parents who raised me to think that I wasn't worth the dirt that you were standing on, okay? And I always knew inside me, no, it's about love. No, it's about love. And then when my guide said, Gene, this is how you can release that, I was like, yeah, I want to do this because I want my life to improve. I want more joy in my life. I want the things that I want to manifest in my life. I want a career that makes me happy. I want to live in a house that I can afford and eat healthy organic food if I want, correct? Everybody wants these. I want a healthy body, right, David?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we're not loving ourselves, we give our body ajada. When we are not loving our bodies or ourselves, we don't sleep at night. Well, if we're not self-loving and we're restless sleeping, why? Because we're thinking about something that happened today, or we're thinking about something that's going to happen tomorrow or next week. Stop. Take some breath. And remember, you're in the moment. What has already happened has happened. Tomorrow is a new day, and it hasn't arrived yet. Why spend all that energy stressing yourself where you don't get a good night's sleep, right? Or why make your stomach so in knots that you can't eat, right? Is it really worth it? Everything that you have that you want in this lifetime is at your fingertips, and it all begins with love.
You know, I was thinking, Jean, as you were talking, self-love is so important, and what you were saying about how you need to be able to love yourself before you can give it away. I was wondering if you would comment on this thought, and that is that it's possible, I believe it's possible, to give it away in small doses. And an example that I was thinking of is just doing something as simple as smiling at somebody and seeing what happens in return. That's, to me, is a form of validation when somebody smiles back at me. And I believe it's important to test the waters with our love muscles as they're developing and put out love into the world.
Absolutely. Can I very quickly share, and I'll condense it my elementary school traumatic experience?
Absolutely.
This falls into that, David. I worked in the school system doing special ed. I had a child that was beyond behavior issues, kicking, biting, spitting type of child, okay? Now, this school was very small, 53 students in the whole entire school, one kindergarten, one first grade, and so on. I sat in my car every day and cried because I'm a friendly person, and I couldn't understand why no one would even just say, welcome, especially being, they know I'm a newbie, right? And then one day in the shower, my guide said, Jean, when you go into school today, shine love from your heart to everyone. Like everyone, it doesn't matter, right, who it is, the students, the teachers, right? And watch the magic unfold. Now, remember, I was sitting in my car sobbing, saying, God, please move me on to a nicer place, a more friendlier place. But I needed to be there to make that love shift for them once I found that out, right? But anyway, so I went in that morning, and my intentions were, I'm sending love unconditionally out from my heart chakra. By the end of the day, I had people that smiled back at me, like the adults, the teachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the next day, I got invited to have lunch with the teachers in the lunchroom, which was probably the size of like maybe a kitchen, okay? It wasn't like a cafeteria. You know what I mean? Because it's a small school, no hot lunches. But anyway, look at what happened. I went in. I said, okay, I'll take a leap of faith. I will go in there unconditionally, and I will just emanate love. And look what happened. The end of the day, I got smiles from people who, like, their hearts were shielded, right? And then the next day, at the end of the day, they said, gee, we should have lunch with us tomorrow in the lunchroom. Okay? So I shared that story because to me it was very profound as a witnessing.
I just wanted the callers to know, for those that have dialed in recently, that Jean is going to be taking calls. At present, we're talking about the topic of love. And did you finish that story, Jean, before I interrupted
Yes, I
you?
Did. So everybody, that's okay, because I'm ready to move along here. Would everybody please
I have one more question for you. Connected
to love. Oh, I'm sorry, David. Of
course. That's all right. I'm just thinking along the lines of an extreme example. How do you use love toward somebody that has abused you in some fashion? Hopefully you've taken care of yourself and removed yourself from the situation, but how can you use your love muscle in a situation like that?
Okay, well, I'm another perfect example for that. What the first thing you do is you make a decision that you are worthy enough to not be treated that way anymore. And you research what you need to do if you're in a physical and abusive place. There's women in crisis type places, okay? But now you're saying, if you're in a situation, you get out of that situation, if I'm understanding you correctly. So now how do I find the love forgiveness, right? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Okay.
And how can you send forth, I mean, do you encourage sending forth a love vibration to your perpetrator as part of the act of forgiveness?
Yes, definitely. When I'm doing a healing on someone and we're releasing something that has to do with forgiveness, this is the mantra that I am reciting to them through divine love, light, and forgiveness. Forgiveness of self and others. And people might say, well, why would I want to forgive myself? Well, you might want to forgive yourself for putting yourself in that place at the wrong time. You might want to forgive yourself for holding on to the anger and the bitterness, because karma always takes over. We all choose what we want to experience in human form when we are in soul form. So if you're having an extreme abusive or a mild abusive situation, did you abuse this person in a past life and now the karma is coming around? Okay, maybe yes. Maybe no. Why would it be no then, Jean? Well, because then it might be a lesson of that this soul is going to teach you of self-worth, self-value, self-acceptance. I have a brother who has been very extreme with me ever since I was little up until my mom died 8 years ago. And I have no reason to have contact with him anymore. But I sat down and I wrote 6 letters. When I finally got to the 7th letter, I was in a place of forgiveness because I decided that forgiving my brother for all the evil, rotten things, and I'm talking about emotional, mental things. I'm talking about physical things. I'm talking about sexual things, okay? Like things that your brother should not be doing to their little sister type things. And I sat down and I said, you know what? I can't carry this anger for him anymore. I've had it for too many years. I know that karma will take over. I know that in this lifetime I've given him nothing but love and compassion and understanding. So I've more than made up my end of any karmic agreement with him because I know how I've treated him and God knows how I've treated him. So I'm going to release this from myself so that I can have peace, so that I can move on, so that I can sleep mm-hmm. better at night. Did that help, David?
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah.
So are we going to move into the group experience now and then take calls?
Yes, I want to take about 30 seconds to a minute at the most, okay? And then we're going to jump into callers, mm-hmm. okay?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody close your eyes, please. And if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Close your eyes, please. Take a nice, gentle breath. And as you exhale, allow yourself to be comfortable. In your next breath, breathe in pure divine love. Exhale, divine love. With each gentle breath, let this divine love fill your heart. Allow this pure divine highest God love to come in with each breath and with each exhale, filling your heart. With each gentle breath, you allow this love to expand to all your chakras. With each gentle breath, allowing this divine love to nurture and soothe all those chakras. Breathing in pure divine love. And as you exhale into your heart, let's ripple it out now through all the layers of your auric field. Each gentle breath of pure divine sacred love goes into your heart and ripples out so gently, releasing all energies that might need to be released and regenerating, refortifying, rebalancing all the layers of your aura with love. Breathing in love and filling your feet with love. So that everywhere you walk with love. Breathing in love and loving your feet. breathe in love and exhale love into your eyes so that every time you look in the mirror or you look at another human being or any of God's creatures, you see love. Breathe in love and exhale it into your ears so that when you hear yourself speak or you hear other human beings speak or you hear nature sound, you hear with love. Breathe in love and exhale into your voice so that every time you speak, you pray, you chant, you sing, you vibrate with love. And when everybody's ready, they can open their eyes and we'll begin. That love is also reminding you all who you are. You feel this love? I know you feel this love. This is your truth. You have the God, the love of God inside you. You have the light, you have the love of the Christ energy in you. And I am not talking religion. I am talking love. David, do I need to ground you?
No. Thank
okay.
you for asking.
It's ready. You're welcome. I'm ready when you are. Let's take that first call.
All right. Well, what I'd like to do, in all fairness mm-hmm. to the callers, and I'm talking about the multitude of callers, many of you called in within the same minute. So rather than just going down 47 minutes and 12 seconds, 47 minutes and 8 seconds, 1, 2, 3, like that, I'm going to ask Eugene to pick a number between 1 and 6. All
three.
Of those callers called in within 1 minute, and so we'll start that way.
Okay. I already gave you a number.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Three?
Gotcha.
Three.
Okay. This is area code 856, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm so glad you got me. Hi.
Yeah, so right off the bat, this is what we would like to say to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, first you need to, and I will be very discreet, okay? You need to remember your value, Laura. You need to remember your value, okay? And if you were present for this exercise that we just did with breathing in love into your heart, we are suggesting that you bring this into your practice. Every time somebody pushes your button, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Every time somebody pushes your buttons, Laura, I want you to remember this conversation. And I want you to stop and breathe in love. If you're at work and this happens, go to the ladies' room. Go into a stall if you want to, okay? If you're in an office where you have your own little office, close the door. You can do this, okay? You're going to be switching careers soon. So don't panic. Don't worry about it. It's all been divinely set up. And Laura, you're going to love it. You're going to love how you're treated with value and respect. You're going to love the financial money package that comes with the salary. You're going to be blown away at how many vacation days you get. You're even going to have an opportunity to travel international. Okay. And when will this all go down? When will this all blossom for you, Maura? As soon as you step into your full self-value. Okay? So that means if you start practicing self-love, self-value every day, even if it's before you go to bed, 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
What they're telling me to tell you, Laura, is if you actually make a conscious practice, because you deserve this position, this is going to come out of nowhere, okay? It's not something that you're going to be flipping through the newspaper online for, okay? It's going to be handed to you like on a silver platter, okay?
Okay.
And if you do what I'm saying, if you decide with your free will that, yeah, I want this, then please spend at least 5 minutes every day working on self-value, okay? And you're going to breathe in that love, and you're going to remind yourself, I am valuable. I've got so much knowledge, so much to offer and share, and I'm so excited. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for this new career change. I'm getting ready for all the opportunities that it's bringing me. Because if you're not in love now, you will be. You'll be in love with yourself in a non-vanity way. You'll be in love with the job and the career and the traveling that comes with it. You're going to love the amazing partner that's going to come into your life. So what I'm going to say now is, if you practice this beginning today, you will have this gift presented to you within less than 6 months. If you did this exercise twice a day, and I'm just putting this out there to you, okay? If you did this twice a day, you would have this presented to you in 4 months. You see how you just knocked off 2 months?
Yes.
If you do this practice 3 times a day, by the end of 3 months, you will have this offer. So it's in your hands, Laura. And it's so wonderful. And it's what you've been waiting for. It's what you've been praying for. Okay? And the only block in the way is the value. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the only block. Okay?
Okay. I'm
going
to work on this. Thank you,
Jean.
Yes,
please do.
Thanks,
and if
Laura.
You decide that you want to have a healing with me, Laura, you just contact me at my website, okay? And we can do that because I do them over the phone also. But you can. This is how you can take the action, okay?
Okay, I will. I will reach out.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
God bless you. And I'm so excited.
God bless you.
Okay,
Laura.
David.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm expanding the net 1 through 8 minus 3. There were some calls. The queue is a little screwy, but there were some other calls that had come in earlier. So 1 through 8.
Number 2.
Number 2, okay. Area code 805. What is your first name, please?
Oh, great. Thank you, David. Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi,
how
Donna.
Hi. Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I was in my meditation and a message came through. I think it was my intuition that said it's coming soon, and it filled me up with such gratefulness and love, and my whole body encompassed the message. And then I heard it again, and I just wanted to know what you were picking up, and it was just so wonderful. And yeah.
Hang on. Within 30 days.
Oh.
Within 30 days. From this moment. This moment in this breath.
Oh.
Could be sooner.
Okay.
Could be sooner, but not any longer than 30 days.
Yeah, I had been praying to meet a fellow, you know, be in a relationship and maybe get married at some point, and also for more money to come in so that I can pay off my credit cards. And maybe go have some fun traveling or something. So I don't know
which
you're
one. You're gonna.
Oh,
you're gonna have balls.
Oh, wonderful!
Let's see, what color?
Oh,
what color? What color are his eyes? Will my guides tell me? Oh, they're golden brown.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, like you'll melt away in them.
What?
Say that again, please.
Oh, will this go into a marriage, do you think?
Absolutely. You'll travel the world together. He has financial security.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
So, Donna, what side of the fence do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Or are you going to be on, you want to be on the side of the face of, say, the fence of taking that leap?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm swimming every day for 2 hours. I'm walking on the beach for an hour. I'm reading my books. I'm meditating for 40 minutes a day, 20 in the morning, 20 at night. I mean, I'm really taking care of myself. So, you know, I'm expecting this to come in, and I feel great, too. I just
That's
feel
what I'm asking you. Be in the acceptance.
Yes.
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 You know, I'm in this little medium. I'm in a little. Go on.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm in a little mediumship thing, a little group, and the one, you kind of read the other person, you give them a little message, and the one guy said to me,
yeah.
Well, I see a bumpy road, and he said, well, what do you think about that? And I said, well, I think I'm not going to own it because it's not so. This is the best time of my life.
Exactly, because you know what? That was his bumps.
Exactly.
That's what my guy just said.
Yes.
That was his bumps.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that wasn't
going to
happen.
Yeah,
because,
no,
you know,
I feel good. Shine on, Donna. It's all coming together. 30 days at the max or less.
Oh, so wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate that. You're wonderful. Thank
You're
you, Jane.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thanks, Donna.
Number seven.
Thank you.
Let's take number seven.
Number seven? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go. Let's see here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, area code 914. You're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
I'm good.
I'm good. Let's see. What is it? What do you guys want me to tell you that the Divine Masters feel you need to hear right now?
Honestly,
you've been getting messages, Christine, but you're not listening.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Listen more, because it's very subtle. So your intentions to listen more. Who's talking to you? Who's talking to you is your great grandmother. Okay, she's trying to been trying to get your attention. Okay, mostly because she wants to know you to know A, that you have ancestral support. That what you're thinking in your mind of what you want to do, you're on the right track.
Okay.
So your great-great-grandmother just wants you to know that, but she's also with you 80% of your day, and that could be when you're sleeping, and that could be part of it when you're awake, okay, is what they're saying. So listen more. Listen more. And don't, like, strain yourself, if you know what I mean. What we mean is say this out loud, and you can say this later or whenever you want. I am allowing myself to hear my great-grandmother. I am allowing myself to hear all my guides.
Okay.
And the divine angels, okay? Because the reason why it's muffled is because it comes from a past life back in the dark ages where excuse me, you were hearing, excuse me, divine messages, but in those days it was a no-no, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you have to give yourself permission for your ears to hear again.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like fully, yes. Fully. And we're not talking about your human ears, we're talking about your psychic ears.
Mm-hmm.
And my guides are saying, and I hope this doesn't disappoint you, but there's so much that they wanted, she wants to teach you, okay? You're going to end up reading tarot cards or some kind of cards. Your great-grandmother would like to teach you how to read playing cards.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about? Jacks, kings, queens, you know what I mean? Those type of cards that you would play rummy with or poker-type cards. Those cards, she wants to teach you that when you're ready to sit down and do that. And Christine, that's all I have for you because she's going to, like, once you sit down and you allow your ears' chakras to open up, and whatever the circumstances was during the dark ages, Christine, just let it go through love, light, and forgiveness.
Okay.
And if you're struggling... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, how do you open your chakras? I've been trying, and I'm not sure if I'm, you know, if I'm doing it right.
Well, focus on one chakra at a time, right?
Okay.
So let's say take your feet chakras for an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want, whatever is blocking your feet chakras, whatever is holding on that keeps your feet chakras, and I'm just talking about them, but we mean all your chakras, okay? That is blocking your feet chakras from fully connecting with Mother Earth, okay? Because your feet chakras, you want connected to Mother Earth, right? Your crown chakra,
right.
You want connected to the divine realm and everything in between, right? So what you can do is, and for everyone else out listening there, is you can spend several minutes, several minutes on, start with your feet chakras and release through divine love, light, and forgiveness. So, and your intentions are to open your feet chakras. So then once you get them all released, right, then you have to maintain them, okay?
Okay.
Once they're all released, then a quick maintaining once a day is sufficient. Does that make sense?
Once a day?
People's
okay.
Chakras get clogged if they have fear, if they have trauma, if they have lack of self-worth, if they're holding on to anger or bitterness. Does this make sense? Anything that's connected to a three-dimensional thought form or spoken or action. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So
thank you so much, Christine.
thank you.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for
God
calling,
bless.
Christine. God bless
God
you.
Thank
and
you.
Jean, you can pick any number between 1 and 11 now.
Okay, we're taking number 1.
Number 1? Okay,
yes.
Area code 780, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Do you have something that you wanted to ask, or do you want us to just speak?
You can just let me know, I guess, what I need to hear, please and thank you.
All right. For Michelle's highest good, what does she need to hear right now? Listen, when people get on your bumper, bless them.
Okay.
I know you weren't expecting that.
That doesn't happen often.
Do you see?
I have to go fast.
I know, but okay. But I understand that. But I'm being told to tell you, if someone gets on your bumper, bless them.
Yes.
Don't
okay.
get on someone else's bumper either.
Okay,
because what you don't realize is that you're, you know, go find a road, you know, where you can go 90 miles an hour if you want on it. You know what I mean? But no one's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
But when you and you have wonderful energy, but when you're in that aggressive space on the road, they're telling me to tell you, and you get on somebody's bumper, the person who's driving the car, let me tell you what they're telling me to tell you what they're feeling, okay?
Yeah.
They're feeling anxiety.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. They're feeling anxiety. So this was very important, Michelle, that we needed to tell you this. So when somebody like that happens to me, like if somebody happens to get on my bumper, and I'm not a slowpoke driver, but I'm not going to drive like I'm in a race, and I will stay in the slow lane on purpose, but I usually don't go over more than 5 over the speed limit personally myself. But that's me, okay? But when I got somebody behind me that's on my butt, even if I'm on a back road, I say, Archangel Michael, would you please put a grounding cord on this person's axle and remove them from my bumper and bless them, please, because I don't want them to hurt themselves, and I would not want them to hurt another human being. Because what if went into such anxiety, right, that they slammed on the brakes?
Yeah.
And you don't know. They could be going through, like, a health crisis, a family crisis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we need to have more. They're saying, Michelle, you are such a loving person. Have more self-love.
Yep.
Because it's not nothing's going to be taken away from you. There is a warehouse waiting for you. Does that make sense? Use that. I'm using that as a metaphor, okay?
Yep.
And when you walk, and what's in that warehouse? Rows and rows and rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of everything you wish and dreamed of for this lifetime. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know, Michelle. It wasn't what you had wanted to hear, but yet you gave me the free will to tell you what you needed to hear.
Okay. Thank you.
And girl, trust me, once you get that to the headspace and you've mastered it, right, especially with yourself and when you're out on the world, that warehouse is going to fling open its doors so fast, you're going to be like, whoa, did I just win the lottery? Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. That's what they're telling me to tell you. But thank you, Michelle, for calling in, because that's all we have right now, because that's very important for you.
Thank you, Jean and David.
You're welcome. Good night and God bless. Jean, 1 to 4.
1 to 4? What did you say?
Yeah, numbers 1 through 4.
Okay, numbers 1 through 4. Who's number 4. Let's do number 4.
Okay, number 4.
I think we could get through all of them.
I know who this caller is. This is Beth.
Okay.
Beth,
hi,
live.
Beth. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
Hi. Would you like to ask me a question, or would you like to hear what the Divine Masters would like to share with you?
I guess just, you know, hear what you have to say.
All righty. While you are having lots of rest, breathe, practice breathing in divine love and exhaling. If you were listening at the beginning of the show, I did a short exercise of breathing in love and extending it out into your aura. Take this time to really self-love. All the ideas that you have got running through your mind of what you want to do, do them, okay? They're not going to take you that long to accomplish them, because you've already got lots of credits. You've already got life experience, career experience. experience. It will not take as long as you're consciously thinking. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, they're telling me to look at your physical body. Do I have permission?
Yes.
All right. Left wrist. All right, what's going on with Beth's left wrist? Ah, may I repair your wrist, please?
Sure.
All right. Feel love, light, and forgiveness, right, Beth?
Right.
Let it go. Good. Did you feel that release?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, now let's look at your left big toe. Are you ready?
Yes.
Better. Keep shining, Beth. Doors are opening. Do the practice of breathing in love. Expand through your aura. And start taking the steps on where you need to go for your best learning. Your guides are going to light up the best location that is close enough for you for all your needs. Yes. Remember, you're not going to have to spend as many months, years to achieve what you want, okay? So look at it. So this is what they're saying. You're on the fence right now. Take a leap of faith and jump in. Start looking up where you can learn these things that you want to learn. Because, Beth, the world is shifting. People are shifting. The medical field is shifting. And you want to be on that timeline. That's all we have for you, Beth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Beth. God bless. Yes.
Give me the next caller because I want to get, there's only three left. Let's get through them.
You want to get through three of them? Actually,
yeah,
right now we have two left. We have two left
right.
that have been on the line for a long time. So let's go
all
to
right.
those
Please
two then.
Please stay on because David's going to pick one of you right now. And as soon as we get off with them, I promise you, we will not end this show until we do your reading. Okay, David, bring on that caller.
Okay, area code 856, you're live. What's your first name, please?
Hi, it's Rose Maria.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria.
Maria,
hi there.
Oh.
How are you?
Oh, beautiful. Rose Maria, do you want to ask me a question or do you want to receive whatever it is that you need hearing at this moment?
Either that or love relationship. Either way, whatever you get first.
Okay. Well, let's put both out there and see what they say, okay?
Okay.
You have a love relation coming, but not until 2020. So don't be bummed or disappointed about that, okay? Because you're going to have guys that are going to present themselves between May 1st and December 31st, okay? Those are not the right men, okay? Those are going to be tests. Remember this, okay, Rosemary? Rosemaria, because they're going to be tests. You want the right vibrationally matched man. If you hold out and enjoy life to the fullest of your ability in the meantime, and you pass those tests, you won't have to wait longer than the middle of January 2020. Okay?
Okay.
I know that. Cool. You know what I'm saying, though, Rosemarie?
Yeah, I got tested a lot the last couple months. And
yeah.
All that stuff, yeah.
And aren't you tired of those tests?
Yeah, it's, I'm ready to get going to have my family and getting older, if that makes sense.
Yes. Well, you know, it's all, we're almost into May. It's not that far to January, really, when you think about it, right?
Right.
So this person who's going to be coming, because you're going to pass all these tests. There's going to be six of them, Rosemarie, okay? There's going to be six men that are going to come in and test you, okay?
Okay.
If cool. If you self-love yourself, self-love. Okay, because the one you want is the one that's coming between January 1st and January 17th, okay?
Gotcha.
Between January
cool.
1 and January 17th, that's the one you want. Okay, because he's the one that's going to bring all this added joy and love and security and encouragement and support and road trips with, okay?
Cool.
Appreciate okay?
It.
He's
gotcha.
Not going to be insecure, okay? He's not
okay.
going to be controlling, okay?
Cool.
He's going to want you to blossom. Because he knows consciously, because this is where his headspace is when he meets you, because he's preparing himself, okay? He doesn't know it, but he is, okay?
Got it. Cool.
It's going to be like, I just found the I just found the diamond in the rough. I just found the diamond in the rough. That's how you're going to feel. That's how he's going to feel, okay?
Cool. It's the one I'm
in the meantime, you're going to self-love and self-accept that you deserve this.
Cool.
So
appreciate
I'm going to clear out some room in my closet. I'm going to clear out some room in my drawers because I got this amazing man coming. And will you give me any details about this man? He has aqua blue eyes, like almost white blue. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm probably going into dark, too. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Right. Well, the man that's coming that we're talking about, the one that you really, really want, has aqua blue eyes, but the lighter shade of it. Does that make sense? Like a white aqua blue.
Yeah, that's funny. His brother had that too.
Well,
I passed away. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rosemarie, for calling me.
Appreciate
God bless
it.
You. You're
Thanks
welcome.
You
God bless, Rosemarie.
Thank you.
Take care
all
and
right.
have a great evening. Just to
you
let
too,
the other callers know, oh, sorry to cut you off, Rosemarie. We have a lot of callers that are left on the line, so please consider contacting Jean at her website. We are going to take one more call, and her website is jeanofdivinehealing.com. Jean is spelled J-E-A-N. And so let's go to area code 703, who's been patiently waiting. And you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi,
Andrea.
How are you?
Would you like to ask me a question, or would you like to hear what the Divine Realm has for you?
Well, I kind of have a question.
All righty.
I guess it's about my love life. Do you see a person coming in to, I guess, my energy kind of thing, or a positive guy?
Yes. and so fast. 10 days or less.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're ready. You're ready. You're ready. He's ready.
Oh, I've been ready.
Yeah, but you're really ready is what they're saying to tell you, is that you're really ready. You're so ready that you're going to meet him so fast that 10 days is the longest amount of time, okay? Could she meet
okay.
him tomorrow? No. Could she meet him on Easter? Possibly. Okay? So listen, over the from this moment forward, beginning tomorrow, Andrea, if someone says, hey, come to dinner, or hey, come hang out, or hey, come take a hike, or hey, come have coffee, whatever, right? Go.
Okay, I will definitely go.
Go, okay? And yes,
awesome.
It's a good match. It's a good match. It's a good match. And he has beautiful green hazel eyes.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, you'll love them. You'll love it. And he'll love your eyes, too. And he's perfectly vibrationally matched. You'll feel your heart chakra flutter.
Okay.
Do you know where your heart chakra is?
Oh, I do.
Okay, in the valley, right?
The valley.
Between the breaths. In the valley.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breath.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the valley. I love it.
Anything else? I know. Well, you know, I used to try and figure out how is a good way to say this. And then I would say, you know, in between your breaths. But I like in between the valley of the breaths. I like that. Right?
There you go.
Because between really, because whether you're a man or a woman, there's still a valley, right?
Right, right.
It's
right.
Your heart, right? And when we come from a place of heart, do you and your listeners know that that's our biggest manifester besides our subconscious mind is our heart? So, Andrea, get ready to rock and roll.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrea.
And
God
thank
bless.
You, Andrea. Andrea.
Yeah.
Put it, start packing a suitcase, okay? Because you're going on a cruise.
A cruise?
Yeah.
Okay.
In June, you're going to be invited.
All right.
They're not telling me how it's going to unfold. It could be something like, hey, you know, my husband or my boyfriend was supposed to go and got delayed, can't go because of work type of thing. And so would you come with me? It's already paid for. You know what I mean? You're not going to have to pay for it.
I can't wait.
I'm not
I've
saying
never been
that's
on the
how it's going to come. What I'm saying is it's going to be presented in a way where can you fill a space? Because I want you to be with me. You know, and it could be a girlfriend. Who knows, right?
Right.
It could be
okay.
a relative. They're not telling me because we don't want you to focus on it. We just want
right.
you to get ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, Andrea.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Good night, Andrea. And thank you
David,
to all the callers that have remained on the line. It's really gratifying to have folks not just hang up when they aren't reached. So please do contact Jean at jeanofdivinehealing.com. And Jean appears on the show every few months, so she will be back. And Jean, is there anything that you want to add before we close?
Yes, I just want to add my telephone number, 802-233-7877. And you can find me on Facebook under Jean of Divine Healing. And check out my website because I've got lots of miracles that have happened. And I thank you all. I'm so grateful and so blessed for everyone who's tuning in, who has been tuning in, and who will listen later. Thank you. And thank you, David.
Oh, you're welcome, Jean. And I think it bears putting your phone number out one more time, because people might not have been prepared with a pen and piece of paper. So why don't you go for it one more time?
802-233-7877.
Perfect. With
and remember,
said,
everyone,
let's
you
close.
Are love. Yes.
Thank you, Jean. Let's take some time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.